Daf Lenin. Okay, we're up to Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. We explained, we had a machleket between Ravu and Rava, how to understand Rabbi Yossi. Ravu learned that Rabbi Yossi holds that we say one Isser falls on another Isser, so if you live with your, if you... If you have Miyabim, your brother's wife, what happens to your wife's sister? So you have two Yisurim, the Yisur of being your sister, being your brother's wife, and the fact that your wife's sister. Because we say Yisur Chal Yisur, where the second Yisur adds to the first Yisur, the Yisur Moisif. Because the Yisur of being your wife's sister is only also to you, and being your brother's wife, also in the whole world. So that's the Yisur Moisif. However, Yisur Koil, we don't say. Rava comes along and says that no, Issa Kael means with nothing added to this Issa, but it just includes more things. However, the Rava comes along and says, Abi Yossi does not believe in Issa Chalis at all. And when he says that you're over to a certain, he just meant it's like you to Aveda, so when you bury you, we'll bury you in the plot of land next to those who sin, who commit two sins, not just one sin. Then we brought that this is actually a machlekes between Rab Chiya and Bar Kappara about this whole union of Issa Chalis and Issa Kael and all that, we'll see in a minute. And three arguments we had there. We had one about a Zor who became, Baal Muma became Tomei, and does he go over only one Avera, Baal Muma, Tumah, or about a Zor a Zor did Malika, and if a Zor worked, did Avoid on Shabbos, how many Averas did he do? In each one of them, we had a Machlekes. Okay, so, Rab Chiya said you're always over two Averas, and he explained because... The heter that we allowed to do avodah based on Mikdash and Shabbos, or the tumah, is mutar b'tzibur, was only for kainim, but not for a zor, or not for balmum, and therefore there was no heter for them, so their iser still remains, plus additional iser. And Bar Kappara says, no, you only have one avodah. Everyone was mutar, and you only have the avodah of whatever the avodah is. Now, what does that do with the whole Gemara here about iser koil? So the Gemara, what's the machleit of Chiyah, top of the page? Bar Kappara, they're arguing the whole concept of iser koil. And they're arguing with Rabbi Yossi. Within Rabbi Yossi itself, this machlekes b'avu, rather whether Rabbi Yossi, so this that we said before, that there's no Issa Koil. They only hold Issa Moisif, b'avu. And they have Bar Kappara arguing whether Rabbi Yossi agrees with the concept of Issa Koil. So, Rabbi Chiya holds, Rabbi Yossi holds that Issa Koil also mechayev tarti. Rabbi Yossi holds not only Issa Moisif, but even Issa Koil. There's no bigger chumra in this thing itself. But it includes more Issa Koil. Like if you married Reuven, your wife's brother. If your wife's sister, it wasn't your wife yet. This girl married your brother, so the first Issa was your brother's wife, and then her sister married you. So lechayda, nothing else was added on to her, right? Because she was also before anyway. But something was added on, not with her, but now that the Issa is all the other sisters as well. By you marrying your wife now, not only are you also on this one's married to Reuven, you're also on this next 13 sisters that she has. That's called the Issa Koil. No more Issa was added on to your wife's brother, but the Issa was added on to others. And once Migui is added on to others, so we say something else was added on to your wife's brother. That's called Issa Koil. Rav Chiya believes in that, and that Rabbi Yossi holds that. And Bar Kappara is called Mechayev Elochad. We'll soon see how what's have to do with the three cases we just learned. Where do you see in these three cases between Rav Chiya and Bar Kappara the whole concept of Issa Koil? I'm going to explain. We'll go through each case. In the case of Zor. Sorry? You can go through each one, yeah. The first case was a Zor doing Avodah on Shabbos. Now, you're allowed to do Avodah on Shabbos, and a Zor came along in a Zor, but he says, he shouldn't be doing Avodah. And he did Avodah, so he's the first one, he started doing Avodah, Zor shouldn't be doing Avodah. Plus, it was Shabbos. So, Bishleim, a Zor, makes sense by a Zor, Mikara Shari b'melacha. During the week, he's allowed to do any melacha he wants at all. And the Asa b'Avodah. Now, as far as Avodah comes, nothing was added on to the Avodah itself. You now do Avodah on Tuesday, you now do Avodah on Shabbos. There's no Issa Maisav here. So there's no Issa Maisav here. However, there's an Issa Koil here. Why is it Koil? Because on Tuesday you can drive a car, let's say, in those days, and on Shabbos you can. So since the Issa of Shabbos is Chal on all these other things, Migud that is Chal on all the other things, it also is Chal on Avodah. That's called Issa Koil. And Rav Chiya says it's Chayiv too. So it makes sense as Koil over there. Why Rav Chiya holds this too? Bishlam is on me. Kara Shem Melacha. You're allowed to do any Melacha during the week. The figure most writes in the Sikha why Shabbos is the most difficult mitzvah we have. All the other Avedas that we have, interesting thing he said, all the other Avedas we have, if it's treif, you don't have it in your house. Anything which you're not allowed to do, you just don't have it. Mashiach and Shabbos, the very same things that are mutter during the week are also on Shabbos. It's all sitting right there in front of you in your house. and yet you have to control yourself and not to do it on Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is so difficult. So he's saying over here, Shabbos, everything you're allowed to do during the week, and comes on Shabbos, is also on everything. So that Issa, Migud, that's also on everything, moves over to the Avodah as well. That's called Issa Kol. Rav Chiya holds, yes, you're able to Avodah. So this Zor, who did Avodah on Shabbos, is over this Avodah, plus the Issa of Shabbos, because of the Issa of Kol. Asya l'Shabbos, Migud, since the Kamitzah, Mimalacha, since all other Malachas are forbidden, is Mitzah Namba Avodah. So it also applies to Avodah. Fine. The next case was a Balmum became Tamei. Again over here, a Balmum is not doing any Avodah. A Balmum is not doing any Avodah. This Balmum became Tamei, so there's no Issa Maisik, he's not doing any Avodah anyway. But since as Tumah now, before as a Balmum, he could have eaten things. He could have eaten Tumah, whatever. And now that he has Tumah, he can't eat anything. So since the Tumah is Chal on other activities, not on Avodah activity, but on other activities, Avodah anyway is also, but on other activities, so Migud is Chal, other activities, he moved over to Avodah as well. That's called Koil as well. I see with this Koil. Mikarashar Bachil was Avodah, Eid Mulei came to me, Migud, Kamitza Bachil, Mitzan Avodah. El Malika, what's the case of Malika? Fazor goes ahead. And he goes and does Malika. Malika is a way of using the nail as a kohen uses a nail to cut the chatos ha'oif. And only this is only kosher for a kohen. Everybody else is mamash and avela. You know, it's not allowed to eat it. It's kosher. And this person was a zor. He's not allowed to eat either because he's a zor. So if a zor did Malika l'chedem, divas achasi, the mishkachas. They both have. Both these don't have the same time. Both these don't have the same time. The iser of eating a dach al sazor and the iser of novela. Is this both happening at the same time? Bishkachla, Isakarla, we define Isakarla. There's nothing else that applies to except this. Where's Isakarla? There's nothing. Yeah, of course. But that's Mila, different Isa altogether. Which Isa are we talking about? The Isa of Mila, as Rashi says, the Isa before. That's the Isa of Mila, that's a different Isa altogether. Isa of Mila goes away only, like this says over here, after you did the Zrika. Only when it's called Mutta to Kainim. What are these scissors? Yes, but what's the Issa? What is he doing right now? Kolzman, it's not the rule is if, when does Mila go disappear when it becomes Rol Kainim? Kolzman's Rol Kainim, the only Issa is Steve Magdish. Moyo. So, and when does it become Mutter? Only after the Zika, which is when, at the same time when you're eating it. Ella, you're mostly right. Change my mind. They're not arguing. We introduce now another concept. Okay, so Issa Chalal Issa, we have a Machlekes here, but Rabbi Vuhu Rabbi, whether it applied by Issa Moshe, according to Rabbi Yosef. Shimon does not hold Issa Chalal Issa, and Rabbi Yosef holds does Issa Chalal Issa by Issa Moshe, and not by Issa Koyle, according to Rabbi Vuhu, and Rabbi holds, Rabbi Yosef also agrees with Issa Chalal Issa. Fine. Now the question, what about Issa Vavasachas? Two Issurim coincide at the same time. And we're going to say that Rabbi Yosef holds that it's Chal, two Issurim at the same time. And the case that we had before about your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, who happened to be the sister of your wife, is also two Yisurim at the same time. How did that happen? Two brothers sent one shliach to marry them, two sisters, and the two sisters sent one shliach to makabel the kedushin. So the one shliach was makabel the kedushin for both at the same time, and the other shliach gave the kedushin at the same time.
Two Yisurim happened simultaneously.
Exactly. Oh, that's what Rashi says, that it's a chal isa, because they both happen at the same time. Which should come first? Whenever there's one that comes before the other one, the first one is chal, the second one is not chal. He did it in one hand.
No.
All in one hand.
But and they both simultaneously put into that one hand?
Yeah, exactly.
So if one comes before the other, we're going to call it Moisif or Kotel?
Neither. Oh, one comes before the other. We don't believe in either of them. We don't care. Issa is never chal isa. Ever. I don't care if it's, this is a new version now. I don't care if it's Moisif, I don't care if it's Kerala, it's never Chal. Except if it both happened at the same time. That's what we're talking about now. We're changing everything we learned till now.
So let me just ask you, if I marry a woman, her sister is also to me because of my wife's sister.
Yeah.
Now my brother marries that sister.
No Issa Eish
at all. No extra Issa of anything.
No. It's all Issa.
It's just the same Issa as always was.
Until Kozman, my wife is my wife. The moment I divorce my wife, then the Issa Eish.
She's divorced or she dies.
Then the Issa Eish, remember we had yesterday. Then the Issa is floating. It's a floating Issa. It's hiding. It's floating, yeah. He's gone.
That's gone because the Ishto is gone.
The moment you leave a vacuum, the other Issa that was there the whole time, it comes in. Okay, so it's like hanging around. That's what we said. It's hanging, it's floating. It's a floating Issa.
In suspense.
That's it. So you want to write
it. Overarching is the
word.
Overarching
Issa. Arguing in Issa of one go.
It's in our cloud.
Exactly. Veliba Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rabbi Yosi. No, Rabbi Shimon never agrees that Issa Chal Issa, even Vazachas. They're only arguing Rabbi Yosi. Now, Rabbi Chiya Sabar. Rabbi Yisi holds that the two sim coincide together, the Al-Khal. And we'll explain each case now. Even though that's Bavas Achas, only one Isa. Which one? The stricter one. So let's go through the three cases. We explained already about the case of a brother, of a sister in law, and a wife's sister. Okay. But how do you go through these three cases here? Let's go through each one. If a Zor Shishimish Bashamid, how can it be? How's Bavas Achas? A Zor, he's a Zor. He was a Zor before Friday Shabbos. And Friday also couldn't do Avaida. Couldn't do Avaida on Tuesday. So he's a Zor before, and then Shabbos comes along. So what do you mean Bavas Achas? Says the Gemara, you're going to icy stay side is Shabbos. He became a mitzvah the first minute of Shabbos. So when did it become the Isa of Zoris? The same time the Isa of Shabbos came in. Vasachas. The Isa of Shabbos had their daddies. Some of us want to learn that it happened. No, the machlek is if by mitzvah is it the moment 13 is it 13 years meis leis? Yeah, right. So if you born, oh, is it one day or you're born 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when you come by mitzvah, or the night of that. It's late. That's right. So that's how the argue here is Gemara Nazar. How to learn Pshat. Well, you could become a mitzvah the first minute of Friday. Balmum. Now remember, it's not by mitzvah. It's when you bring the puberty. So even if you're 13 years old, whatever it is, if you didn't reach puberty, the nest was that the Shtei Sayas came out exactly Lichbench. Exactly.
Able to see it and observe it.
Oh, now that's how it happened. I don't know.
He was in Mikveh of Shabbos.
What's main story? Yeah, exactly. And the two aged him.
Yeah, I've been.